guy. I think I will say something to all of you, but I will let us sing a little bit to our, so that that we are here in Ljubljana. My soul is somewhere in the Kravinkan tunnel. It needs still some time to catch up with me. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunyavi Adireya Radha Madhava Kunyavi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Kopirana Vallabha Kiri Varadadhi Gopi Dana Vallabha Kiri Varadadhi Yasoda Nandana Braja Janarandana Yasoda Nandana Braja Janarandana Yamuna Tira Panasadi Yamuna Tira Panasadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopidana Vallava Giri Varadani Gopidana Vallava Giri Varadani Yasoda Nandana Braja Janarandana Yasoda Nandana Braja Janarandana Namuna Tira Manasari Namuna Tira Manasari Jai Jayanada Madhava Kunya Vihare Jayanada Madhava Kunya Vihare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Vishnupad had a very serious serious failure of health. He came to the Lokadham and his health was very, very weak. And then he lost consciousness the day before yesterday. And his health was so critical that devotees were fearing for the worst. We actually started the 24-hour kirtan to avert even his possible departure from this world. There was shock waves through Golokadam. Devotees were crying and they were very shocked when he was carried down on a stretcher by the medical department. Stretcher, you know, he was brought by the medical people into the hospital. When he finally awoke in the hospital, he could not remember what had happened. But we, those devotees who were with him, they were really feeling he would leave the body and he would leave us. He was asking when he was, before he fainted, he asked for a tape of Prabhupada to be played. He was also thinking he would leave the body. Now by Krishna's mercy, we have obtained His Holiness Srila Harikesh Maharaj Vishnupad Bek. His health is no longer so critical. They have given him infusions, yes, and he's living, but for 1 month he has to totally disappear in the forest or on the German farm. We still think what is the best, where he just takes time to recuperate. Now, when you translate, this is not a good arrangement. You should sit that your sound goes this way, because otherwise it spreads all over the place. We always do it that you face, no need to translate, this is just for you. Maybe you can sit with your back here and you go like, zoop. You understand the, yes. And maybe not so very loud if it's not, more people than usual. Let me ask you, who understands good English? Means you understand every word I say. Yes, and English ne janta, English. Yeah. So why don't we do it like this? If you can just go in this, have to think what has happened here. Such a great devotee of Lord Krishna who is taking care of the preaching in our North European zone has had to suffer so much, and now for one month he is incapacitated. He cannot do anything. What is going on? Those of us who saw him when he was carried down, it broke our hearts in two, and we were just left crying. Such a great devotee. What is going on? We have asked him what is going on. And he has pointed out an area in which each one of us can work. We are entering into the jungle of Kali Yuga now. People's sinful activities have increased to a degree which is unnormal, and big karmic reactions are already starting to come and will start happening in the future also. Now, the atmosphere which is surrounding our spiritual society ISKCON is obviously also infecting those of us who are not so transcendentally situated. Spiritual society is never, let me say, just on an island within the material society. You can see one of the symptoms is that in the material society, people have difficulties to come to a unified understanding. Also in ISKCON, there are different views. In the modern society, I will give you some example how the modern society influences the inner the society of devotees. Modern society has greater and increasing difficulties to accept authority, especially spiritual authority. For instance, in Christianity, people don't like to come to the church and they don't like to follow the Pope any longer. This is also the case in our ISKCON society. There is difficulty to follow spiritual authority. Or in the modern society, people are very much concerned about frisuras. Also in our ISKCON society, especially the women, have these new type of modern frisuras. You know, they want to also be attractive to the world of men. These are all, and many, many more examples could be given, but I don't know if they interest you, so I will not bring so many examples, but show how our society, Krishna conscious society, becomes affected by what is going on outside. We are not as transcendental as we thought we were. Maybe in your own life you have noticed that you are not as transcendental as you thought. The spiritual practices of Krishna consciousness are not always easy. The material enemies, lust, greed, enviousness, are also affecting your own heart to some degree. Yes, my dear devotees, we are entering the jungle of Kali Yuga, and if we are not so spiritually situated, the difficulties of the environment or surrounding society will also influence us to a greater or lesser degree. Therefore, great devotees of Lord Krishna feel the pressure of Kali Yuga increasing more and more and more on the consciousness of the devotees and so on. Srila Harikesh Maharaj has said that the severe problems in his health, which even bring him to a state where he has to suffer very, very much, are because of the stress which lies in the air. The increasing stress of managing or organizing a spiritual society which becomes more and more restless and influenced by the material environment. There's financial stress. There's the stress of devotees having so many problems, even problems to uphold their ethical and moral vows. There is a spirit of great independence, and it becomes difficult to arrange a spiritual society. A difficulty which you might also feel already in your lives, where the influences of the Kali Yuga become more prominent and more painful. Hare Krishna. You may know what do you know what I'm talking about, or is this totally beyond you? You understand. No need to give further examples on this. I have made myself understood. There is one thing which we can do. When the winter comes, an intelligent person will put potatoes in his house and grains, knowing well that if he is prepared, he can easily survive the difficult times. In the same way, we can prepare ourselves spiritually and also in terms of our situation in life, so that we can be satisfied in Krishna consciousness. A satisfied person can easily tolerate external difficulties, but someone who is dissatisfied and weak, when the circumstances become more difficult, it's very, very difficult for him to to keep steady. I want to give you one very nice understanding how to be satisfied in Krishna consciousness. Devotees come to our movement with great expectations to become self-realized by following the process and so on. But although we are the most personal movement, we believe in the eternal personality of the soul, and we believe in the eternal personality of Krishna. Although we are the most personal movement, devotees complain about impersonal dealings amongst other devotees, where there is no care and no understanding and no one loves me, and so on and so forth. If devotees learn to take care of everyone who comes to us, and to all the devotees who are with us, then our movement will become extremely satisfied, and devotees will become strong, and they will give Hare Krishna. They will give their very best. I do remember when I visited the Hare Krishna temple in Hamburg. Hamburgum, and I saw how loving and affectionate the dealings amongst the devotees were. We had no money in Hamburg because book distribution had not yet, we had no German books, therefore there was no book distribution. We had to go to work. I was working as a gardener. Can you imagine? Trimming trees, taking care that the roses were not damaged by the cold winter. But I knew, although we had no money, the devotee, the temple president, took great care that there was always wonderful prasadam to please the devotees. I still remember. We had, even in the winter, no heat. We were so poor. The showers had to be taken with ice-cold water, which was very, very difficult for me, because I come from a very rich family in Germany, and I remember the cold was so cold that I was in my gamsha sitting in the bathing tub, and the devotees came and said, "Chant Hare Krishna," and they took the cold water and poured it over me, and I was going like being in the dentist. But the prasadam was so good, and the devotees, although I was so young and so unruly, they loved me so much, they took care of me. And although my father said, "What are you doing, son? No heat, cold water. But you are staying with these people." And I said, "Yes.
the atmosphere is so personal. I want to only stay with these people and not in the rich house of you. I still remember if there was a little, then, you know, if I needed something, the devotees would make from some piece of cloth, some shirt. We were so poor, we couldn't buy a shirt. Here for you. There was such a wonderful atmosphere that nothing in the world could convince me to go back to my old lifestyle. Nothing. A godbrother of mine, whose father is a multimillionaire in America, once came to Srila Prabhupada in Bombay. He gave him a check. He said, Prabhupada, you can write any amount on this check. If you give back my son to me, you will get $1 million, or do you want $2 million American dollars? Write it down, you get it. Just give my son back to me. And Prabhupada called the son and said, here your father wants you back. What do you think? Do you want to go? Your father is very rich and he can, so rich, so it can take care, or can give so many things. And the devotee said, no, Prabhupada, I want to stay with you. Even if I don't have a bed to sleep on, not enough to eat, because there's so much affection and so dobro atmosfera. Therefore, I want to stay with you. This is the strength of good relationships amongst devotees. I remember we were ready to do everything because we felt so happy. We went on Sankirtan in one German Volkswagen bus. How do you say Volkswagen? The Volkswagen? We know, in a little bus like this from here to here. 14 people. Can you imagine? The leg of mine was on my stomach from someone else, you know. The head was on my shoulder. We said, let's go on Sankirtan. Spiritual revolution. 14 people in a car. And the police just looked into the car at one time. And... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. How is this physically possible? Mathematically, it doesn't make any sense. The space is already occupied with 9 people, and we had also luggage with us. And from this, soon we had a castle, soon we bought a farm, soon we had many, many nice projects, because devotees were prepared to do everything. When a devotee, this is how it works, when there is a mission of a pure soul, Srila Prabhupada, if devotees put their mind to this mission, then Krishna empowers the devotees to reach the goal. Could you follow? Let me say it again. When there is a mission of a pure devotee, and devotees concentrate their mind, we must fulfill this somehow or other, then Krishna empowers the devotees to make impossible things possible.
to myslíte? What do you think? Did you understand? This is a very important spiritual principle. We have to find somehow in our life a mission which is a pure mission, which is a powerful mission. Then we have to put our umskis, our minds, on this spiritual mission. And then Krishna will give us so much spiritual energy. Diving prakritim ashrita, that it is possible for us to reach this goal. For this we must obviously have faith and surrender, and we must be sure. I feel, my dear devotees, that our movement has come to this stage where soon we will see who is understanding spiritual principles and acting according to the spiritual principles. I think that many devotees will manifest who will understand these spiritual principles and act on them. But I also think that there will be devotees who will have to take another birth to understand these spiritual principles and then act according to them in a future existence. Let me, however, go a little step back. I want to tell you a little story about heaven and hell. Hare Krishna. Once, it's a Christian story which I found very, very nice, because it makes an interesting point. You won't find it in the Bible. I don't know where it is from. I just heard it somewhere, and I thought, when I come to Ljubljana, this is the first thing I will tell to our devotees. This story makes a point. You will be very surprised. So please listen and put your thinking in active gear. Once there was some person coming coming to Jesus. And Jesus said, my dear person, let us call him, what is a good way? Hans. My dear Hans, I want to show you heaven and I want to show you hell. What do you want to see first? Hans thought for a while, then thought, it's more intelligent, I feel, to first see hell and then heaven. Everything should end good, so I will first see the terrible thing. He said, all right, come. And they came to a place which was a big hall, very big hall, much bigger than Tivoli. Hall. And there was a certain sitting arrangement. There were many tables, big tables, I could say from here to there, yes, and about 8 persons sitting around the table. In the middle of the table was a bowl of soup and something inside, some noodles or something. So before this were these 8 people, or around this bowl,
And they had spoons which were 1.20 meters long. These people were very skinny. They were extremely hungry. They were crying from hunger. We need to eat. We need to eat. Their spoons were so long that they could reach in the middle of the bowl. But when they tried to eat, because they were so long, they just went, you know, next to the mouth. Résumé. And they were crying and crying and crying. Terrible, said Hans. They're hungry. They have a bowl, but they can't satisfy their hunger. Yes, said Jesus, let us go to heaven now. And when they came into heaven, they saw the same hall, big hall, same tables, same sitting arrangement, same bowl in the middle, same spoons, long, long spoons. But the people were very happy. They were very well nourished, strong. Because they, when they ate, let me say like this, because they were feeding themselves, like, you know, if I am, and Gauranga Sundara would be there, he would be there, I would feed him, Bolimte, and he would feed me. You understand the difference between heaven and hell? Sounding almost. No? Yes, good. They were taking care of each other. They were not working against each other, but with each other. And in this way, they were very, very successful in their lives. I feel if our movement comes back to this spirit of taking care of each other, our devotees will be so, our Krishna consciousness, our devotees will be so satisfied that other people who see us will become attracted. Now there was a discussion in Com that people don't want to come, young devotees don't want to come in the temple any longer. I think it has two reasons. One is an immature understanding of Bhakti Sangha, Bhakti Vriksha preaching. But the other, maybe bigger reason is that devotees feel that there is not this atmosphere in the temple for some reason or others which is attractive, which makes it a Vaikuntha place, a spiritual heaven on earth. If we come again to this Vaikuntha spirit of taking care of each other more nicely, then we should know that we will satisfy the need of our devotees and the need of our movement. I personally feel that this is something which has to start on an individual level. You, not your neighbor, not the more advanced devotee or the manager, not the young bhakta who's younger than you, but you have to start to understand deeply in your heart
why you should care for others. Can I have some, what are your thoughts on this? Why should you care for others? Only by the mercy of Vaishnavas we can get the mercy of Chaitanya. Have you learned this or do you believe this? Are you doing it? Are you satisfying Vaishnavas? Good question, isn't it? No need to answer. These are private questions. They need private answers, not in a big forum. Why is it important to take care of others? But here we want no theoretical understandings. To forget your own troubles, yes. Forget our own troubles. In other words, it's like even a form of selfishness to take care of others, it seems. Can someone who is selfish really take care of others? Something private to be answered. I think if I continue like this, no one will raise their finger. The reason why I'm doing it is because I want you to think a little deeper than you normally do. Why should we take care of others? Your points are glorious. They are all right. You look so, it means now so shocked. What is the Swami doing? I mean, will we give him prasadam, yes or no? I think no. So uncomfortable. If we think about, feel nice about it, we will remain in Krishna consciousness if we are taken care of. But yes, the question is slightly different. Why should you take care of someone? You're right, the person you take care of will stay in Krishna consciousness. Why should you do it? Maybe to keep him longer in Krishna consciousness. That's a good I think you know what I'm getting at. These things need deep meditation. Why should I take care of others? See, there is one intellect, I want to give one reason, which I find very nice. There's one intellectual criticism against Christianity. The criticism is like this, that Christianity is only concerned about one relationship, me and God. And therefore they don't care about nature and have exploited nature. They have exploited the animals and so on. That's they are not good ecologists, in other words, because they are not really interested in anything else. This is one intellectual criticism against medieval Christianity. In Krishna consciousness, you have to have two levels of relationship. One is you and Krishna. This is the vertical relationship. But the other is you and the devotees of Krishna, whom you should take care of, the innocent, whom you should try to help, and the demonstrators.
the demons whom you should avoid. Only a devotee who has these two types of levels intact, to Krishna and to the other living entities, will be stable in his or her spiritual life. Only if you are very, very advanced, a pure lover of Krishna, then your love to Krishna will also manifest in your love to other living entities. But if you are not so advanced, you need to take care of others. Krishna is not pleased if his devotees are not pleased. Krishna turns his back from the person who says, "I am your devotee." But Krishna looks into the face of a devotee who says, "Krishna, I am a devotee of your devotee and devotees." Our life is measured not by how much we can take from this world. Our life is measured how much we can give this, especially to help others advance in Krishna consciousness. I think we should again think deeply how we can find our place in spreading the mission of Krishna consciousness. But before that, with this, we should also think how we can satisfy this great need to take care of others. And please don't wait until it is a management decision. This cannot be managed. Taking care of others comes if you understand it in your heart and work for this, for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. Radhanath Maharaj, who is a dear friend of mine, told us once a story which I want to repeat here. Is a very heart-moving story. It is the story of Ghanashyam. Ghanashyam was previously a prince in Jaipur, and he came to, to Vrindavan. He gave up all his riches and just went to Vrindavan. And from morning till evening he chanted the holy name. Now, sometimes he would paint with his finger the holy name in the dust of Vrindavan. Hare Krishna. And one day, when he painted with his finger the dust of Vrindavan, the holy name, then from out of the dust, or in the dust, he found a beautiful Radha Krishna deity. The deity came out. And he understood Krishna wanted to come to him in this way and installed this deity in a little temple. And worshipped him. Now this temple was just a little small corner in someone else's house. But he worshipped every day his deity with great love and devotion. So that one day, Radhanath Maharaj, who at that time was not initiated, but was just visiting Vrindavan, came into the temple of Ghanashyam. And Ghanashyam gave him chapatis and sabji. And he liked the hospitality of Ghanashyam so much that next day he was returning. He did not go to all the other temples. He came to this temple of this devotee who took so nicely care of him, who gave him prasadam. So after 4 days, one man said, "Do you know when you go to Ghanashyam, he has to fast?" "No. Why?" "Well, he is giving his own chapati to you." So then Radhanath Maharaj did not come any longer, because he didn't want that Ghanashyam gave all his chapatis away and had nothing to eat. But after 4 days, he could not... He was remembering the nice Ghanashyam, and he remembered it him more than all the other temples he had seen so far. So he came again. And Ghanashyam said, "Where were you? Here, sit down, take prasadam."
Radhanath Maharaj said, "No, I have eaten. I'm not hungry. I came to see the deity and I came to see you."
"You must take prasadam. You are a guest of Radha Gopinath." This is the name of the deities. "And the deities want that you eat prasadam, even if you are not hungry. Take it." "But then..." No, said Radhanath Maharaj. "But if I eat, you have nothing to eat." "Oh, I have so much. This is a wealthy temple." "So... then show me, said Radhanath Maharaj, "show me your flour." No, "I can just make new chapatis, no problem, and new sabji when you have eaten." No, show me. No need to show you. Why? You are my guest." He said, "Ghanashyam, I cannot accept what you give me because you have nothing." But Ghanashyam forced him to eat, and he had to eat. Then, next, it became winter. Radhanath Maharaj at that time was lying down on the Jamuna's bank and sleeping on the Jamuna. But one day it became so cold, so he went to Ghanashyam. And Ghanashyam said, "Oh, good that you have come. It is very cold. Please take this blanket." Maharaj said, "And you have a blanket? Second blanket?" "I have many blankets," said Ghanashyam. So, okay, he took the blanket and he fell asleep. But then he was awakened by hearing it. And when he looked, he saw Ghanashyam shaking with cold on the cold floor. He had no blanket. So he got up and he took... Radhanath Maharaj took the blanket which Ghanashyam had given him and put it over Ghanashyam. And Ghanashyam woke immediately up. No need. It is very warm. But no, I will not accept it. You... And so then when he woke up in the night, he felt very warm and he saw he had the blanket. Ghanashyam was there. Freezing. In this way, the whole night they struggled. One time the blanket went on Ganesyam, then to Radhanath Maharaj. And he still says, this one temple is the most favorite of his temples in his memory. Because the principles of taking care of each other was very finely observed. So my dear Vaishnavas, Dragi Vaishnavas, and my dear friends and my dear skeptics, my dear substantial Vaishnavas and my dear shadow Vaishnavas, whatever, please understand this principle. It will save your life and it will save the life of the fallen conditioned souls, and it will certainly help this wonderful movement. Think how you can become a giver. Stop being a taker. This is all I wanted to say, really. Many devotees want to know what is the schedule. Tomorrow I will do just japa from morning till evening. Tomorrow is a good day. But on Saturday and Sunday we have a very interesting program. It's called Death, the Gate to Immortality. And if you are interested to come, please come. It's a very serious program. It will last the whole day. And it may not be practical for all of you, but it's